It is Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning. Welcome to a new working week, Jaden. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you, Dave. Good morning. Unfortunately, though, it's not a great time for a Hollywood superstar, Alec Baldwin, at the moment, after the events that played out on the set of his latest movie, a low-budget Western film in New Mexico on Friday, when he accidentally shot dead a female cinematographer and injured a male director huddled all around a monitor behind the camera, as is the norm on a film set, while he was actually rehearsing a scene for that particular movie. Of course, at this point in time, the exact chain of events are under investigation and aren't entirely clear, but we know through court documents that Alec was handed one of three guns, a revolver, apparently, allegedly laid out to him by a weapons expert who is rather new to the business, we must say, and the gun, as far as the assistant director thought, contained blanks, but it contained live ammo, apparently, and as part of rehearsing that particular scene, Alec fired a shot toward the camera, which hit the cinematographer in the chest and the director in the shoulder, of course killing her and putting him in hospital. And since then, there's been a lot of information coming out of America. The coverage over there, it's sort of like a CSI investigation with journalists airing different bits and pieces.
Makes sense.
Overnight, we've heard from three crew members who claimed that there had been other accidents on the set and that they walked off the job the day of shooting in protest, amid a claim as well that gun expert allegedly handed a weapon to a child on another set. So all very damning claims, which may or may not be true, but if they are, it looks like they could be in very big trouble.
I was going to say, what about Alec himself? I know that he was just absolutely just torn apart by it.
Oh, hysterical, yeah. He was in tears and very much shocked. Any sort of charges in the realm concerning him are probably unlikely. In similar cases, it's been sort of notoriously difficult to pin down criminal charges, so people usually pursue sort of civil lawsuits there. Given that the props and the guns experts are the ones who are responsible, probably unlikely he would face criminal charges, but he could very well be facing civil charges because he's actually a producer on that movie. So, yeah, there's still a lot to play out there, particularly surrounding those questions over their safety protocols.
Now, look, I've got to be honest here. I haven't been following this. I thought it was all done and dusted, Jaden, but that's why we've got you. Craig McLaughlin, his defamation case.
Yeah, so it was back in court again on Friday where a judge has given permission for the ABC, the former Fairfax Papers, and one of his accusers, Christy Whelan Brown, who are all being sued by Craig. The judge has given them permission to use a new witness, one of Craig's former co-stars from Neighbours, who previously accused him of sexual misconduct, to help them defend their case, which goes to court before a jury in May of next year. So I guess you could say a minor loss there for Craig, but more to play out when that case heads to court next year.
And also in the news, good to see that we're going, well, hopefully you've got a little bit of an update for us, Bert Newton. How is he going?
Yeah, he's still in hospital, unfortunately. It was back in May when he had his leg amputated below the knee after that infection and his toe became more serious than they first thought. He's still in hospital here in Melbourne. He's had some sort of minor complications over the last few months, but over the weekend, a fantastic moment for him when his family and kids and grandkids were able to visit him in hospital for the first time since we went into lockdown, and it just absolutely made his day as far as we're hearing. So I guess a good ending there somewhat of an ending there, a good moment, I guess we could say, for Bert and the rest of the family who, like a lot of people, who have missed their families during lockdown, particularly given that he's still in hospital like everybody else.
Bert Newton, loved by generations of TV watchers.
Indeed, you know, an absolute legend. It's sort of a sad state of affairs given that he's spent, you know, such a long time in hospital. But look, you know, Paddy and him, they wanted it to be just not a sad story, just a story that they could put out there. And he's been very much enjoying the company of the nurses in hospital and everything like that, and in good spirits, and as he always is. But yeah, still, I guess a bit of a road to follow for him.
Yeah, so true. Look, Jaden, thank you very much for that. We'll catch up on Friday again.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thanks for that. That's Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane.